Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
The sun is still up here in Cali, but we will be bringing some of that after dark energy from last night right here on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. And the sun's out in Connecticut. It's looking pretty nice. I hope Junior is not sweating anymore and switching through 100 shirts like he did yesterday on ESPN Plus. It's Janae Ogunmake and Mike Golic Jr. holding it down. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, we're halfway through the show, very atypical for us because yesterday we were on for 4 hours. Today we're on for two, and this hour will be taking you straight up to Oklahoma State versus Baylor coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio right here, that Big 12 semifinal. But a lot of news, Junior, that we have to get to first and foremost before we get to the football conversations based on those deals. Duke, as you heard in the SportsCenter update and yesterday, the information coming out there, Virginia, Kansas, and even North Carolina, A&T, all out of their respective tournaments after issues with COVID and positive tests, which is just heartbreaking given that we're so close, a week away from March Madness.
And when we talked to Myra Metcalf, our ESPN college basketball writer and reporter, he said teams haven't been doing anything differently at this point. It's not like we're last year searching around trying to figure out protocol on the fly, people unsure of what they're going to do, even like the way we were during football season or Major League Baseball this summer, the NBA bubble. They've been doing this same process the entire time, and now that they've gotten together for these big conference tournaments is when these things have come up. And so you can understand why a week before March Madness, where everyone's going to bubble in Indianapolis, is supposed to start, that gives a lot of people a great bit of pause.
Yeah, a lot of pause. Like you said, a week away, we're all excited to sort of get back to the one shining moment after last season. We're deprived of that, and now some athletes, their you know, seasons might come to an end just a week too short. But hey, we'll see if they're able to, you know, keep the bubble maintained. But that's the news that we've been sort of been following, especially with the conference tournaments going on right now. But there has also been news from the National Football League as deals were getting done. And Junior, you sort of phrased this in a really great question that I'll get to. But like, the idea here is that we have two franchises in the NFL that are tied together based on their crazy histories of, you know, recent success and then maybe a year removed from success. The New England Patriots, news with the quarterback, and also Tampa Bay Buccaneers, news with the quarterback. Let's start with the Patriots, though, Junior. Yeah. Cam Newton, you got some?
You?
Oh, okay.
Every once in a while, the 3,000 miles between us shows up. It's not very often, but every once in a while. So, no, Janae, give me what we need to know about the Patriots and their signing today.
Okay, I love it. And by the way, the only reason it showed up is because you're at home trying to copy my swag if you're watching on ESPN Plus. He comes home and he tries to copy my entire bookshelf because I'm not going to lie, the first time you did the show from home, you literally only had like 3 shoes that you ran and got and put it behind your head. And now you've got books and it's all sophisticated.
I was going to say, I do have books. And I also have right here the academic All-American plaque that I had to throw out here just because we do nerd stuff on this show. So that is now proudly displayed up there.
And I need to tout that more because you always say two-time WNBA All-Star. I need to say Capital One, academic, was it Capital One, right? Academic All-American.
Yep, which is like also the nerdiest thing about this show. Like, I have to remind people, it wasn't an actual All-American. It was the smart kind of All-American.
It's the same thing, okay? All-American is All-American. You still get the letterman. You still get the award, okay? The deals that we're talking about, let's start with the New England Patriots. Cam Newton re-signing with the Pats, 1-year deal, contract up to $13.6 million. About $6 million of the deal is tied to incentives. Junior, what are your immediate thoughts when you saw Cam Newton re-signing for that, you know, cheap of a cost if it's someone that potentially could be a backup quarterback?
This is a very Patriots deal because it leaves them wiggle room. The Patriots are in a very strange spot this year where they've got a decent amount of cap space that they get to work with this offseason, and they've got a need at quarterback. And they were bad enough last year to be in range in the NFL draft where they could potentially go young with a player there, or certainly try and see what they can make happen as the NFL free agent market continues to churn through here. We heard from Mike Reese on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, our ESPN Patriot reporter this morning, that a reunion with Jimmy Garoppolo is still not out of the question. There are plenty of things on the table that Cam Newton allows you to have a really safe backstop for should anything go completely wrong.
And so that's the team of the past. And this is where things get really fun. Chenan Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio talking about the deals with the quarterbacks. And my favorite question coming right up after I tell you, which we all saw via Instagram, Twitter, Tom Brady and his social media team always winning because he was wearing a shirt that said 7 while he signed a new contract extension with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This just was announced today. It's a 1-year deal. The deal is tied to, you know, through the 2022 season, saves the Bucs $19 million against the salary cap this year. And obviously the runway for this deal is 4 potential more years, but we really know that the accounting gives it a little bit more of a year-by-year flexibility. Junior, you brought up this question, and this is where it gets really fun. Now that the deal runway is potentially 4 years, right? More likely that Tom Brady, in this time where I've sort of pointed out multiple times that the NFC, there's pathways for any hot team to do exactly what the Bucs did last year. More likely that Tom Brady wins 2 more Super Bowls or plays out the 4 years remaining of this deal.
So, Janae, this is a perfect opportunity right now for me and for us here because this is clever accounting. We know this isn't a real 4-year contract. Tom Brady's a 43-year-old man. All these things are in play right here. It would take him up to the 45 age and past that. We know he's not going to pay till 47. I believe the answer here is that them winning 2 more Super Bowls is far more likely. This was done. They knocked the salary cap down, I think, another $19 million or something like that. So they're going to have room to hopefully sign Shaq Barrett back. Bring back everyone, like they said at the parade, and run this up again. But, Janae, I'm trying to put myself in position because we know, we've seen the take reel that Tom Brady trotted out after winning the Super Bowl, full of sports talk gas bags like myself who made these takes about his demise. And so I want to make it abundantly clear right now. I'm trying to get on that next tape if Tom does this again. And so I want to make sure that everyone hears me loud and clear when I say, and I will quote this and steal this from my father, there is no way on God's green earth that Tom Brady plays out this 4-year contract right now and plays into the back half of his 40s. It's an insane thing to think. I know Father Time has been beaten back by him and LeBron James and Serena Williams, but eventually he is going to come collect. Now, I know there's a very high chance that this could go south for me right there, but the whole idea is we just cut the promo. Chinee, was that strong enough? Do you think that'll get me on promo?
Can we get snaps for God's Green Earth? I miss that.
Yeah, I was going to say, shout out to Dad on that one, Green Earth originator.
Thank you. But Junior, we're doing the math here. Clearly, like the deal has the 4-year capability, but really it's tying him year by year. You're saying that he could potentially win 2 more Super Bowls would put him at two more years, and then a third if you don't win. I mean, he's coming up close to that potential 4-year mark.
Janae, I'm feeling pretty good about this. Again, I always, and this is what Tom Brady does to us, he makes me nervous about this because even saying this out loud, that's why I have to kind of preface it and saying I'm trying to get on that reel because we have seen the danger of announcing that Tom Brady has reached a cliff or anything like that because he time and time again just destroys us all. And so today I'm going to try and like jujitsu this and see if I can't use the weight of my own fear here to get me onto that next reel.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I think it's very likely that Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl. If he plays 2 more years, he can get one based on the way the NFC is set up. I don't know. Like, if you win, when do you ever stop? How do you know when to stop if you win another Super Bowl and you're Tom Brady? That's just what I want to know.
When your wife's cries for you to stop finally get so loud you can't avoid them. And we heard the sound from Tom Brady on James Corden saying Giselle came up to him right after the game and said, what more do you have to prove? And God, if you were to stack another Super Bowl on top of that, the most ironclad legacy in the history of sports, like, he's probably already surpassed Jordan in the eyes of a lot of people with what he's been able to accomplish in a sport where it's a lot harder to have this kind of dominant run. But if he added an eighth to it, close the book, seal it, fuse it inside of a chest, drop that in the Hudson and let it sink down to the bottom. I don't know why I picked the Hudson of all places. Let's pick up the Atlantic Ocean.
You've been watching too much Power.
Apparently. That's how confident I'd be. But, Janae, I think that would be the thing that finally pried him away from this at some point.
So this is my thing, Junior. I think Tom Brady gets to another Super Bowl. I'm not sure if he wins another Super Bowl because you still have a team with a lot of motivation, even though they're dealing with their offensive line, cap restructuring and all, you know, losing their talent there. The Kansas City Chiefs, that probably will come back motivated, right? I still think that he will likely get to another Super Bowl. I don't know if he plays out his 4, but getting to another Super Bowl is a win. And then maybe if he doesn't win, he leaves. But if he does win, I feel like it's going to be hard for him to not give it another go, another season.
I think everyone wants that Elway set up for Tom Brady. At Chinee, at Mike Golic Jr., more likely that Tom wins 2 more or plays the entirety of this 4-year extension here. Yeah, we know we're ridiculous and no, we don't care. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto, motorcycle, RV, or boat, visit progressive.com. But coming up next, those are signed on the dotted line. Those are players that you know are going to be suiting up in Tampa, suiting up in New England. As we look around the free agent crops, who is the best available of this free agent class? And why one position group in particular might be your team's best key tea. Whoa. Might be your team's biggest key to going worst to first. I'm going to try and relearn English.
It's Friday.
And Saturday, Sunday. Hey, it's Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinay Ngola Jr., the podcast.
You know, things are getting really spicy when during the break we are yelling at one another and I'm actually listening, okay? We've got a really good debate bubbling. Does Kyrie Irving, yes, I am saying this actual question, does Kyrie Irving belong in the MVP conversation after Stephen A. Smith said so today on NBA on First Take? So I have to sort of summon all of the NBA fans to assemble for this one. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Everyone's going to be in their own corners and speak their own
piece. You know what? It's just because Cliff is very wrong and he realized it as soon as we started arguing and we started bringing up actual points and all this. And now he knows he's locked in the room and can't leave for this one. And okay, so I can already feel the backtracking starting over there.
There's no backtracking here. I feel like you think I'm scared of this discussion. I'm willing to die on this hill, okay?
I don't think you're scared. I think you're petrified.
This is the worst John you've encountered in recent history. This is the worst John.
Even when Cliff is wrong, he still thinks he's right. Don't worry, we'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Chinay Ngola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. I might have to be referee as the NBA analyst here. Chinay Ogwuma K. Michael Jr. and Clifford Augustine coming in hot in about 10 minutes. But I want to get to this really great article, Jr., that we saw today on .com after we just talked about, you know, the two big names locked down for the next upcoming NFL season, Tom Brady, Cam Newton. Great article on .com simulating NFL free agency 2021. Who signs where and why the Patriots are the big winners, which, mind you, we know based on the cap space that, you know, it's shrunk this year, which means it's a buyer's market. The Patriots have a lot of, you know, flexibility, which is why we saw one of the signings happening today with Cam Newton. But this leads to our weekend preview. Weekend preview is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. All right, our weekend preview question, you can check it out on our social media at ESPN Radio. Now that the NFL franchise tag window has closed, who is the best free agent available? Juju Smith-Schuster, Kenny Galladay, and then Bud Dupree. We've got another few names. And the cool thing about this article, Junior, is that they rank and then they sort of project where these guys could sign. Are you ready to do this?
I am ready to do this.
All right, let's go. I want to start with Juju Smith-Schuster, which on this article, it ranked him at number 17 in the free agency rank, right? Obviously coming off of the Steelers. And they sort of said that they could see him joining Sam Darnold potentially or whatever they choose to do with that number 2 overall pick in the New York Jets for a 5-year, $87.5 million deal. Is this something that you can see working?
Well, Chinay, it could for a number of reasons. Juju Smith-Schuster is a guy who has certainly maximized his off-field value. He's been incredible when it's come to the gaming community here, and just in general is one of the NFL faces that I think is starting to get to that point where he breaks out of the helmet. It's often so difficult to get behind that. And so I see that. They have the most money to pay him. They're in dire need of weapons in that spot. It is going to be interesting to me if they're willing to part ways with that kind of value. This is a team that they stripped down to the studs, rebuild right now, trying to figure out their path forward. It seems like he would be right there for the taking. I'd be very curious. Baltimore's been in need of receivers. They weren't willing to, I guess, get into the Allen Robinson market. Maybe if that were going to come up based on some things that we heard, would he be more in their range? And would Juju like to go be the bad guy in Baltimore? But the Jets make a ton of sense.
Oh, my gosh. And Lamar, like two guys. I mean, that would be so much fun for, you know, a team and being faces of the league as well. Again, plus that potential, you know, with the Jets and if Sam Darnold's still there. Fight On, which was the most annoying song in the Pac-12. I'm not going to lie. I'm so sorry.
It is the worst. Anytime we used to play out in Southern Cal, because you also hear their fight song played after every first down. And when they were good, hearing... Side note, my favorite memory in the world was beating them to finish the season 12-0 and just walking out of the stadium like this to everyone leaving the tunnel. But
and one of my favorite memories was when we beat them at USC. I believe it was Matt Barkley time and like overtime. Yeah, go Stanford. Go Andrew Luck. Woo! All right, the number one, Chinan Golic Jr. here talking about the best free agents available after these, you know, the last few weeks so of NFL signings. And the number one free agent, Trent Williams, a guy that you love, offensive tackle with the 49ers. They have him re-signing there, 4 years, $82 million, $40 million guaranteed. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Trent Williams is the one that everyone's got eyes on here. And I think there were a lot of people wondering if Kansas City, with now a big-time need at tackle, would go out that way. They just restructured Patrick Mahomes' deal, tried to clear up a bunch of cap space there. And so he's going to be someone that should be linked to every Super Bowl contender. If I'm the Indianapolis Colts and they're overwhelming amount of cap space right now after their retirement at left tackle, going and shooting your shot with Trent Williams and seeing if you can lock down on what's already considered one of the better O-lines in the league, if not the best, a left tackle who's been an absolute monster when he's been on the field, to protect your new investment in Carson Wentz, they should all be taking a shot at him. But it's got to be hard to leave San Fran knowing you've got maybe the best offensive coach in football.
So true. And I should have gone straight here from Juju, because I saw number four on the list, Junior, Bud Dupree, Giants offer. 4 years, $64 million. That's sort of a transition. Speaking of New York, you know, leaving from the Pittsburgh Steelers and two guys landing on two different teams in New York. How do you like that?
Yeah, this one seems to be, again, in the very, very strong vein of Dave Gettleman's likes. Hog mollies, people that work up front, offensive and defensive linemen. And so it tends to fit in that area. Janae, I wouldn't be surprised to see this move happen at all. I think they've had, that's probably the one spot outside linebacker where they've struggled to at times hit home runs on the draft pick that they've gone after. Lorenzo Carter from Georgia is, I think, the one that recently comes to mind on that spot. But regardless, that would be a big upgrade for them on another team that is a little more in a rebuild mode, I think, than they're given credit for in a lot of these conversations.
Okay, last but not least, Junior, are you ready for this final one? Before I'm going to ask you to, have you already casted your vote on our weekend preview on ESPN Radio?
I have not yet. No.
Okay, you better pull out your phone. Come on now. Let's Kenny Golladay. Lions, obviously, number five in the ranking of free agents, saying lands with the Patriots. The Patriots, 5 years, $105 million, $50 mil guaranteed. What do you think about that one?
I don't see the Patriots paying that kind of money. Like, this is not a place. And maybe now that they don't have Tom Brady, they're going to have to explore being a spot that's going to pay premier prices for wide receivers, for skill position players, because they certainly can't draft receivers in the first round. But Janae, I saw the other day someone talking about, I believe it might have been our own Diana Rossini, Kenny Golladay to Houston for them to try and continue to woo Deshaun Watson down there to see if they can keep him and incentivize him in some ways down there. That to me would be something that I think, especially Nick Cazario, that influence down there, he's going to know if this is something that's going to be interesting to the Patriots. But it just seems like it's off speed for them, a franchise that traditionally grows and harvests players, lets them enjoy a lot of success, and then lets them go get paid somewhere else.
Okay, while you trying to, you know, go get ready for your vote, I just have to remind everyone listening that this is our simulator on ESPN.com. These are just fun projections of who's available as free agents and where they could land, which, mind you, I always say, our NFL reporters, I think this was NFL Nation plus Dan Graziano, our excellent ESPN NFL insider, I don't know when they sleep for them to get their calculators up and make these projections so impressive. So finally, Junior, now that the NFL franchise tag window is closed, who is the best free agent available on our poll? Juju, Kenny, or Bud? Or you can write in another, and I have a feeling you might do other. Are you
right? Writing in Trent Williams. Not even thinking twice about it. Handing my vote in there. I vote for beef around these parts. Now, Kenny Golladay currently ahead with 36% of the vote. So at ESPN Radio, go vote in that
you
weekend
convinced
preview
me to Texans.
Poll.
Let's go. Please, Lord, help
us.
Oh,
my God. Don't you, help don't
us.
You, don't you dare.
I don't,
do
I should do this
man.
For him. I shouldn't, but I can't help myself.
Don't you wish that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. All right. Coming up next, we're taking off the gloves here in honor of ESPN signing that seven-year deal with the NHL. I'm dropping the puck, I'm dropping the gloves, and I'm calling out Cliff right now. Kyrie Irving's place in the MVP discussion, is it valid? And is the reason that someone wants to hold him back not the same reason we could throw at another very deserving MVP candidate? We will get to all of that. And trust me, I am ready after this word from Indeed. Now, when you own a business, you're the owner of everything: sales, finance, customer service. Fortunately, Indeed is uniquely qualified to help you really own hiring. Right now, when you sponsor a job post, Indeed's Instant Match searches through the millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description immediately. Then, you can invite them to apply to your job right away. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. The holes in Cliff's argument against Kyrie Irving next here on Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Shanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
So when we were starting this show, I wanted our show song to be Nuck If You Buck. And this segment coming up, yeah, there's going to be a lot of rumble and tumble. And I was going to say, let's get ready to rumble. But Junior said bumble or stumble or be humble. It's an inside joke. Don't worry. It's Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Shanae Ogunbowale and Mike Golic Jr. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And I'm saying all of those lines because we usually, as like a unit here on Shanae and Golic Jr., our family and friends and everyone that supports us on the show, staff included, we normally all get along. We don't really have takes that like conflict that much. But when we do, my goodness, it's almost like fight night. Now, first and foremost, this hour we'll be for those listening on the podcast, we're playing Nuck If You Buck instrumental. I know Cliff is trying to amp himself up because he will have the most to answer for when it comes to this MVP conversation we're about to step into. But first and foremost, this hour we'll be taking you straight up into Oklahoma State versus Baylor. So exciting, coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio, the Big 12 tournament semifinal. But let's talk about the NBA. But right before, Junior, you said you got a good tweet. We always gotta show Twitter some love.
Yeah, and listen, everyone keep voting in our poll at ESPN Radio, our weekend preview poll, talking about the best free agent available right now in the NFL. Short answer, it's an offensive lineman. If you've got money and you're not remaking your offensive line this offseason, figure it out, Giants. Figure it out, Cincinnati. Figure it out, Seattle. But no, Jimmy Chenga tweeted at us, at Shanae and at Mike Golic Jr., after running Jordan versus LeBron into the ground, I'm disappointed you've joined the Brady versus Jordan nonsense. Stop. Like the show, as we talked about Tom Brady signing his four-year extension earlier.
Did we mention Michael Jordan once?
I did. I can't help myself, Shanae. Why not? Like, why not just light little fires everywhere around here? And Jimmy said he likes the show, so at some point you got to light those little fires.
So you threw that in there. That's so funny. As long as they're figuring out when you say subliminals and not when I say subliminals. But let's transition, Salt Bae, to the NBA. And that's perfect timing for Salt Bae based on Kyrie Irving. Bae for many basketball lovers, but a little salty, but talks his mess and backs it up. Kyrie Irving, he dropped 40 on his former team, the Boston Celtics, yesterday, tying his season high of 40 points on Thursday night against the Boston, obviously, Celtics, notching his fifth game with 40 or more points since joining the Brooklyn Nets prior, you know, to the 2019-2020 season, which led our NBA analyst extraordinaire Stephen A. Smith on First Take to say all of this.
We've been talking about Embiid. We've been talking about James Harden. We've been talking about LeBron James. Kyrie Irving has to be on the league MVP list. The brother's the showstopper. Let's just call it what it is. The brother is a showstopper. I can't take it away from him. I think that Kyrie Irving right now is the greatest show in the NBA.
All right.
Yeah, go for it.
Shanae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. So then what happened was, because I've been leading the James Harden for MVP train on this show for a while now here. We're trying to recruit people as we get to the second half of the season. And Stephen A. comes in with this. And as we're sitting around talking about this in the break, Cliff does a great job producing on this show. Never one short on opinions. Cliff, what was your criticism in this spot of Kyrie Irving?
My criticism is that, number one, he plays on the Nets. Number two, he's played too few games, and he went on a little hiatus. And he can't be MVP. Like, he just can't. Like, so, I don't like it.
But so clearly, we've been talking about the James Harden MVP train on this show, and you've not been one of the people dissenting, saying that James Harden, who was just actively subverting the Houston Rockets earlier this season in an effort to get out of there, that he should be docked for that at all. You're not saying that, are you?
Oh, because Harden still put up similar numbers in Houston when he was subverting them.
Similar numbers. James Harden's highlights were loafs. James Harden's highlights were things to show that front office in a way I understood, in the way that he's been justified with on the back end, that he wanted out of there. And if he wasn't given his way out, he would make life a living hell for them. I don't know how we're going to remember that differently now.
Okay, let me jump in here real quick with shout out to TV on ESPN Plus. I love that angle of Cliff. That was actually really cool. James Harden, absolutely MVP conversation, period. He, in the middle of trying to force a trade, he still showed up each and every game. And while he was trying to tank, imagine players trying to tank-ish, or at least make your point be known and still give you a 30-point, you know, triple-double or a 20, you know, point, nine assist night. He still showed up and, you know, went through the motions. And Kyrie Irving, on contrary, you know, he did have a break. He does not play all back-to-backs. Sometimes they rest him. And that's the same, you know, type of argument that hurts a lot of guys that can be in MVP conversations or even last year Rookie of the Year conversations, like Zion, who stormed into the league. Stormed into the league, played about like 30, you know, 27, 28 games. We're like, oh, is he going to get the halfway mark and, you know, beat Ja out for, you know, Rookie of the Year, that type of stuff? Like, no, because you didn't play enough games. That's a real argument that happens in the NBA. So I understand Kyrie Irving being in the conversation, but realistically, James Harden has showed up, showed out, and he has played every different role for them to stay winning, including yesterday. I think he had like 20 points, 22 points, 10 rebounds or so, like close to another triple-double. So, I mean, how long is your MVP list?
Well, I understand it's the midseason, so yeah, we're just continuing to add people left and right here, but are we really going to look and say Kyrie Irving, who had to take a hiatus for unknown reasons, and we know it's been a stressful year, we know that this could have been a mental health break here, we're going to dock him for that, but James Harden, who yes, put up numbers, but we're talking about MVP here, and his whole point, the message he was trying to get across there was, I am going to take value away from your team if you don't let me go. I don't understand how we're viewing those as the same.
Yeah, it is frustrating. Cliff, I'll give you one more final word.
Wait, how is this frustrating? He dogged his way out of Houston, but he still played in games. They didn't even know where Kyrie was in Brooklyn. So how's this frustrating at all? He's not an MVP.
It's frustrating because you just said it. He dogged it in those games. Like, he shouldn't get credit for being out there when he was only doing it to collect the paycheck okay. And to make sure he got his way out.
Did he step on the court and play the game? Yes or no?
Yes, he stepped on the court and played the game. Was it to be an asset to his team? MVP is about adding value to your team. And he was out there to actively take value away.
And put numbers up for himself. MVP.
Exactly. And this is exactly what I was about to say. For the Houston Rockets, he was the most valuable asset to them while he was trying to get his way out and currently being the best asset while not even being on the Brooklyn Nets, because clearly, like, he changed the balance of the East and possibly this championship run. But let me tell you guys, as the NBA analyst here, Junior, you are right. You know, you are right in the sense that, all right, you know, him not playing to his fullest potential does hurt his MVP case. Clifford, you are right as well, because him showing up and being consistent gives him an advantage versus Kyrie Irving. At the end of the day, the Brooklyn Nets are winners because they've got two guys in the MVP conversation, and we're not even talking about the best player on their team.
I just want to make it abundantly clear for everyone listening, I am not saying James Harden should be docked for what happened in Houston. I am still firmly conducting the James Harden MVP train. I'm just saying Kyrie shouldn't be docked either in that spot. I'm not saying blame both. I'm saying neither of these guys, okay. In my mind, should be docked for that. I just want that on record.
That. All right, if they're both not docked, then who's your MVP?
James Harden. Come on now.
But Kyrie is putting up 40, and anytime he steps on the court, he's that dude. And, you know, James sort of like is the playmaker and kind of defers. They still win.
Exactly.
Then that makes Kyrie the MVP.
He's the straw that stirs the drink.
Jeez, this is wow.
Let me help you out. The NBA's on ESPN Radio. Tune in Sunday night. Josh Hart and the Pelicans host Serge Ibaka and the Clippers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. That's a star-studded matchup right there.
Yes, can't wait. You know I'm tuned.
Coming up next, though, we will get you ready to go into this weekend. It was almost hands today. Why we need to keep the kind of energy that we are seeing out of what's left of the conference tournaments in college basketball. That's Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
This is how we do it on a Friday. Monday through Thursday, we work. On Friday, we twerk. Shoot, we were twerking last night on Thursday night. Chinay and Golic Jr. after dark. And guess what? The weekend is finally here. It's Chinay and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chinay Ogomake, Mike Golic Jr. And we're feeling the vibes on this too damn Friday. And, you know, today it's it's been a really interesting 48 hours, Junior, first and foremost, because the last 48 hours, when it comes to the world of sports, it was really dictated on what we saw with the conference tournaments. Duke, Virginia, Kansas, North Carolina, A&T, all out of their respective conference tournaments, with Duke announcing also that their season is entirely over. We talked to today on Shenan Gold, Junior, here, and you can check out our podcast for the full conversation. We talked to Myron Metcalf, ESPN college basketball reporter, who will be in the NCAA tournament bubble in Indianapolis, and talked about, like, basically the hard nature of still competing, you know, for a potential championship, but also seeing your competition dropping out at this stage where, you know, Junior, you said it a couple times today, they've been doing pretty much the same protocols and practices all season long, but now with the conference tournaments, we're seeing a couple of key teams knocking themselves out, unfortunately, due to the COVID pandemic and positive tests. Again, those teams are Virginia, Kansas, North Carolina, A&T, and Duke, with their season entirely over. Again, check out our podcast this entire week. I think we had bonus pods. It's been really fun, but we have made it. It is Friday. And Junior, are you ready to keep that same energy?
I am so ready. It is time. We have made it. We have earned this. Bonus us yesterday. And now, today, we'll hit it out of the park to get this done. Cliff! We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Janae and Golic Jr.
I don't know why I said hit it out of the park. That's not a thing that I say. Keep that same energy, really? Is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Maybe I was thinking of hits because we almost saw hands earlier today in the world of college basketball. Maryland and Michigan were playing in the men's Big Ten tournament earlier today. And Michigan's head coach, Juwan Howard, was ejected after that heated back and forth with Maryland coach Mark Turgeon. Here was the respective corners in this fight expressing their opinions after the game. Juwan Howard, Michigan's head coach, discussing the situation in the postgame presser.
Turg saw that I was out of the box. He telling the referee, look at my feet, I'm out of the box. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. This is what we're doing today. You're worrying about my feet being out of the box. And so he said to me, Juwan, I'm not going to let you talk to me. You don't talk to me ever again. And he charged at me. And that right there, you know, like, you know, I don't know how you guys was raised, but, you know, how I was raised, you know, by my grandmother and also by Chicago, because I was raised by Chicago and I grew up in the South Side. When guys charge you, it's time to defend yourself. And especially when a grown man charges you.
I just like the idea of him staring down at Mark Turgeon saying a grown man charged me in this spot. Let's give Mark Turgeon his due on this. Maryland's head coach and his presser after the game explaining the situation.
Well, this has been going on for three games. I've been doing this for 34 years. And I've called the conference office. I've called the commissioner about what transpired in the first two games. And I said I wasn't going to take it the third game. And so I stood up for my team. I stood up for me. And there's a rumor out there. I said something about the banner. All I said is don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Janae, I don't know what he said, if he brought up the banner or not, but are you buying in this beef between Maryland and Michigan?
Yo, both of them came through with their own version of flexes. Juwan Howard saying, I was raised by my grandma and Chicago, which, like, if I hear that, I don't want no smoke.
Nope.
And then also Coach Turgeon saying, I've been in the game for 34 years, 35 years. Put some respect on what I know and what I do. So I saw both of them flex their muscles. I'm Team Juwan, though. Sorry, y'all. You know how
I think that's a fight Juwan wins pretty handily there. But it was such grown man. I'm a grown man, and you're not going to talk to me that way. Wagging fingers in this spot. I love it. Let him go next time. Yes. In this one. We need some beef back in basketball. But Janae, I was amazed at the beef that someone tried to leave off of football, because earlier today I saw reported by Brett McMurphy in Stadium, Nebraska was looking to get out of playing Oklahoma in September of 2021, the 50th anniversary of the 1971 game of the century between the two. Nebraska had to put out a statement basically saying they were exploring options with other teams because of the economic impact of not having fans in the stands last year, trying to get another home game in that spot. And Chanae, I can buy all these very logical reasons, but for the team we saw stand up and beat their chest saying we want to come play however it's possible, however we need to, this is a bad John. There's no way around it.
A really bad John. Cliff, right? Ah!
All right, there we go.
Oh my gosh, I finally said it appropriately.
No, that's only for context, just because. It's not because of the way y'all said it. It's only for context.
Wow.
It is a contextually bad John there. Because again, I can believe all those economic reasons, but man, you got to get out in front of that if you're Bill Moos and you're Nebraska, because that is not the look that you need right now. Mm-mm. Like, you are trying to duck one of the best teams in Mm-mm. college football in this spot. We did it.
We made it.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.